The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Wednesday, I'm sorry, Thursday. 12-3-20, folks. You know, not everybody's happy out there. I'll tell you what. These college students, these are some of the maddest people out there. Players are furious after Ivy League March Madness by canceling tourney over the coronavirus. Ivy League basketball players are upset after the league announced, excuse me, it has canceled its men and women's basketball tournaments, which were scheduled for this coming weekend, citing fears about the coronavirus. With the health of students as well as the campus and the general community in mind, the Ivy League presidents have decided to cancel the upcoming Ivy League men's and women's basketball tournaments, the league announced on its website Tuesday. We understand and share the disappointment with our student athletes. No, you don't. Not really. Coaches and fans will not be able to participate in these tournaments. Regrettably, the information and recommendations presented to us from public health authorities, it does require from time to time for you to be thinking human beings. Every once in a while, you got to use your own, but evidently these people don't. So hence the statement, regrettably, the information and recommendations presented to us from public health authorities and medical professionals has convinced us that this is the most prudent decision. As a result, the league said that its regular season champions, Princeton women and Yale men, are the automatic qualifiers for the NCAA tournaments. Now, this means that the Yale men's team is going to the NCAA men's basketball tournament with Harvard not even having a chance to make its case that it should represent the league in the big dance. And this is particularly significant because the Harvard Crimson sit just one loss behind the Yale Bulldogs in league play. On Saturday, Harvard bludgeoned Yale on the court by a score of 83-69, according to ESPN. I don't consider that bludgeoning, but at any rate. Completing this poll. Hey, now, folks, think about this. Here are these kids just keeping up their grades, playing basketball, maybe getting ready for an NBA career, and all of a sudden somebody pulls the plug on their dreams. They canceled the whole tournament. Yeah. And, well, guess what the NBA just did? The NBA just canceled the NBA. For 30 days. Well, one guy in the Utah Jazz came down with a coronavirus. Oh, well, yeah. So we're going to cancel the whole thing. You know, those guys just out there running around sweating too much and bumping into each other. Gosh, that was always kind of a out there trading sweat with other guys. Never found that to be attractive. But at any rate, it's part of sports. So these people, man, I'm telling you, these guys are mad. One guy, Bruce Aiken, he's the Crimson Guard. He shared his disappointment on Twitter. He says, horrible, horrible, horrible decision and total disregard for the players and the teams that have put their hearts into this season. This is so wrong on so many levels. And the Ivy League should do its due diligence to find a better solution. Everybody knows the risk of playing. You know, that's the funny thing. What did they first tell you? Oh, we're going to hold these tournaments without the audience. Oh, no, we're not going to have it at all. These players understood. We're not talking about 1,000 people here. We're talking about basketball teams. And the players, almost to the man, said, we want to play. Okay, we know the dangers. We want to play. They're not going to let them. They are not going to let them. Lawsuit. Here we go. By the way, would you like to call into the program today? 800-313-9443. The lawsuit filed against the state of California for temporarily embezzling estimated tax payments and then falsely assessing penalties for paying late. Comes from the investmentwatchblog.com. I have caught California's Income Tax Collection Agency, the Franchise Tax Board, in two different racketeering schemes. I tried to get the illegal activity stopped by contacting legislators. I even made a speech to legislators in both 2018 and 2019. The legislators' response was, F you. So, what did I do? I filed a lawsuit. The FTB is illegally putting estimated tax payments into a general slush fund instead of into your account. The money isn't put into your account until you file your return for that year. Basically, what's going on here, the state of California is temporarily embezzling your money. If you file late, they'll harass you for the payments that would not be owed or impose the penalties that would not have been assessed had the money been applied to your account in accordance with what? The law. Now, the FTB accidentally misapplies money to previous years and sends you a refund, leaving the current year underfunded. Like the withholding scheme, if you file your returns late, penalties are falsely imposed. Where it gets suspicious is that it takes months to send the refunds. The refunds are difficult to identify. You just get a check in the mail from the state of California with no letter. The refunds have interest added or are broken up into multiple years, issuing separate checks for each year. So you don't immediately identify that this mystery money may be a refunded tax payment. Now, the FTB has usually a difficult time locating these particularly lost payments, taking months or even years to locate. Once located, though, they will accept another payment from you and retroactively apply it to your account for the date that the original payment was made, thus correcting the underfunding problem, but it takes them months to apply the money. And the accounting ledgers tied to these misapplied payments are inaccurate, with missing line items and incorrect dates. John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi, John. My question is, will gold go up like stocks go up when this reset takes place?
Nope.
It'll just stay holding its own.
Well, it'll increase. It'll increase because the game that they've been playing with you is, if you've noticed with the stock market going up, there was a steady increase in gold and silver prices. Why?
Correct.
Because they look at it as being a tradable commodity. They don't look at it as being money. We do. They don't, because they've got their replacement scam stuff there It's called funny money. So no, it is going to go up, but it's not going to rocket up like people might think.
All right.
This is why, John, I made that statement, and I think you heard me. I've never once said this in almost damn near 30 years of being on the air. When this market bottoms out, which I look for it to be, it might even be lower than 13, but my arbitrary pin the tail on a donkey amount here is 13,000. When it does that, I think that's the bottom of the market, and that's when you're going to start it, just see it flatten out, and then the stock prices will come back up. Because guess what? Everything's still in place. The people, the productivity, everything is still there. And it'll regenerate.
All right.
For how long, we don't know. But this, and I want to impress this on people. This was the market reset that had to take place. But these cowards did it under the cloud of the coronavirus.
Oh, the market was way too high. I was waiting for this to happen. Not that I know anything. I don't have a crystal ball either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you had said earlier that there was a Jewish man that told you...
Gary Lupalov. Gary Lupalov.
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
That we didn't know how to use money?
No, he said you didn't understand the concept of the money. Everybody knows how to use it. They get paid with it,
okay.
And they turn around and they spend it. That's as much as they know about it.
Well, did he explain what to do with it other than spend it?
No, I worked for this was a auto leasing company. I didn't need to know all that. All I needed to know is my job, and just every once in a while he'd drop this little nugget on me because he liked me.
He would just drop this on you and not explain himself.
Exactly. It's like your mother or your dad when you're younger. They give you this wonderful piece of wisdom, but you have no place to attach it to, and your life experience hasn't brought you up to the point that, oh, yeah, Mom or Dad, yeah, I get what you just said. They're dropping these little nuggets that they've learned over the course of their lifetime on you, and you're standing there scratching your head going, yeah, I think I know what you mean.
It still happens. John.
Yeah.
Hey, one more question.
Yeah.
If we were to get rid of this Federal Reserve and print our own money, U.S. notes, I actually have one, and so it's going to be just as phony as theirs, as the Federal Reserve's notes is, but
we don't pay interest on it? No, I'm sorry. Are we both looking into the crystal ball that you don't have?
I'm asking you because I look up to you.
Okay. Well, it's better than being looked down on, I can tell you that much. No, what I've said this before, until this is shaken out, I'm hoping what you're going to see here is whether they called federal notes, which I think they probably will be because there is precedent for that. By the way, thank you to the individual that sent me a donation and a pristine $2 United States note. Thank you very much. But no, there's too much of the funny money out there. The valuations, everything has to change. So in my estimation, the best way to proceed with this is to replace the Federal Reserve currency with the United States notes. Once that's done and you flush all that crap out of the system, then you can attach this and have a valuation to it, like maybe gold and silver. Could you see trying to dig up enough gold and silver to cover what? Are we up to $200 trillion in this country in debt? There's not $200 trillion worth of gold and silver mined or unmined on this entire planet, I don't think.
Not at today's prices, but if the prices would change, it would be.
Yeah, but, okay, in order to match up with that, an ounce of gold would probably be, what, $50,000? That ain't going to happen. So what has to happen is something to replace it. Fire the Federal Reserve. Let's conduct business. No, federal notes won't have any real backing. But what it's not going to carry is the interest. And that's the point.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome, sir. And And I'll further say that once that currency is replaced with a non-interest-bearing note, then, once that is in the system, then you can turn around and reevaluate it and basically set a new standard. A new standard being, well, What's an ounce of gold worth? What's an ounce of silver worth? You know, and God, I explained this to somebody the other day, and I was shocked that they got it. And it was at a bank. And I'm talking to this guy I'd never met. He transferred in from some other location. I don't know where. And I got to talking with him, and I, you know, he knew a little bit about the banking and the funny money stuff. He knew enough to be dangerous. I said, could you imagine this for a second. You take out a 30-year mortgage. And I just gave it an arbitrary figure, say $100,000. So you get a 30-year term note. You get your house. Its value on that day was $100,000. But guess what your mortgage is telling you you've got to repay over a period of 30 years? Three times? Four times the value of that property today? See, this is why it's most important for these guys to create this illusion. Oh, property, buy real estate, because real estate's always going up. There's a great return in real estate. Not that great. Trust me, not that great. So most people have it in their head that, okay, we get a 30-year mortgage here, and yeah, okay, I know the rate at which I borrowed, and I know how much my monthly payments are going to be. You should, at that point in time, pretty much know that you've been screwed, blued, and tattooed. Okay? But that's the system. That's what everybody had to work with. So I'm talking to this guy. I said, imagine this, if you will. Almost felt like the Twilight Zone guy there for a minute. I said, imagine this. You've got a currency that's stable. So in other words, that $10 today will be worth exactly $10 10 years from now. Now you've got people out there making money hand over fist. Let's call these people investors. It's the investment money. And what if you could go to them to borrow money to buy a house, but not on this 30-year mortgage, not on this ridiculous payback three times the value of what the house really was worth to begin with. You have a stable currency. Investors have bags full of money. They can loan you the money for you to buy a house, and everything stays the same. You don't make the payments. Guess what? They come and repo it, okay? You don't pay, you don't play. But imagine this, if you will. You take out a 15-year note on a $100,000 house, and you're charged a fee instead of the compound interest. Now, what kind of fee would you charge? Well, I don't know. 30%? 20%? Say it's even 30%. You get 30% return on your money in 15 years. And it's not eaten up by inflation. Everything remains the same. It's stable. The guy looked at me, and the expression on his face I'll never forget. You could just see the light coming on. I said, you need to expand your thinking here. I'm just not talking about the mortgages emptying you out by way of interest. It's everything. He looked at me and shook my hand. And he says, I'm late for a meeting. And he said, but I'm very glad to have made your acquaintance. Folks, the things that are important and pertinent to people's lives, they want to hear about. You know, I went through a spell. God, I hope she's not listening to the show today. I went through a spell with in-laws that looked at me like I had a third eye. What the hell is wrong with you? They didn't buy a damn thing I said. It wouldn't have mattered. I could have sat there and cut myself and bled to death, and they just would have stepped over the body. They didn't believe a damn thing I was saying, that I was just some kind of crackpot. Well, guess what? I hate to be proven true and correct at the expense of them just stepping over a dead body. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll be here for another 40 minutes. Avail yourself of your First Amendment rights, folks. Freedom of speech.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Excuse me, folks. Oh, lesson number one. If you're a talk show host, watch what you put in your mouth. What the hell is this I just put in my mouth? It's burning me. This is supposed to be bubble gum, for God's sakes. What is this, Chinese bubble gum? Holy mackerel. Sorry about that. Alan in Illinois. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay, thank you, sir. Last night, I heard you close down your show with a parting comment. And you were saying basically they're not going to take my guns away from me. And that's a sort of a lock and load remark that you make an awful lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a better closing comment for you. And I'm going to send it for you to you email. It's basically a bulletin from the Social Security Commission. Now, let me tell you how sad this is. You're telling the world you have your guns. And what I'm going to try to explain to you is you no longer have any Social Security. Now, let me read a little bit from this
Okay, stop right there. What does having guns have to do with not having any Social Security?
Well, I have to think that you're a bit misdirected. You seem to think that Nancy Pelosi wants your guns, but I don't think she does. I think she's pretending to go for your guns because what she really wants is to keep you occupied and nervous so she can steal your Social Security while you're not watching.
Oh,
so that's what I think is going on.
Okay. All right. All right. Did you send that email?
I'm going to. Now, will you let me read from it?
Well, sure. But while, before you read, if you're at your computer, send it over to me, because I you're not going to read the entire email, are you?
Oh, no, no. Only about three or four sentences.
Okay. Well, do me this, Alan, if you would, please. Just send it over to me right now at johnstatmiller@hotmail.com, and I will open it. You can make whatever comment or read as much as you want of it, but go ahead, but get it over to me so I can look at it and include it before the end of the show.
Well, is your email on the webpage?
johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. How long have you been listening to this network?
It's just kind of off and on with me. It's not that...
But how long? Over a period of what time?
Oh, some number of years, I would suppose.
Okay, all right, good enough. Go ahead.
All right, now where does it say... I'm trying to find your email address on the on your webpage.
Why do you keep looking at the webpage? I just gave it to you.
Yeah, but I might spell your name the wrong way.
Okay, then you haven't been listening that long. Okay, it's John Stadtmiller. That's... S-T-A-D-T, that's German for city, S-T-A-D-T-M-I-L-L-E-R, johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. Been that way for 20 years.
Okay, John
Stadtmiller, S-T-A-D-T-M-I-L-L-E-R. All righty.
Well, like I said, I wanted to send this to you, because I was hoping you'd close down your show by explaining that Social Security is gone.
I wouldn't like to be his keyboard. Man, you're an angry keyboard warrior. You're pounding them keys.
Okay, now hold on. What I'm going to do is I have to go to file. I'm going to go to file to my desktop. And now I've got to find the... Okay, I found the PDF. Now it's attached, and
off it went.
It's now sent.
Very good. All right, continue if you would, sir. Thank you for that.
Okay. All right, now, what's happened, this bulletin is entitled News Release, Social Security Modernizing Its Disability Program. And then the subtitle is Decades-Old Rule Updated to Reflect Today's Workforce. Social Security Commissioner Andrew Saul announced a new final rule today, modernizing an agency disability rule that was introduced in 1978 and has remained unchanged. The new regulation, removing the inability to communicate in English as an education category, updates a disability rule that was more than 40 years old and did not reflect work in the modern economy. So in other words, what he's saying in so many words is, you can come here and you no longer have to speak English, and you can go right on to disability without being able to speak a word of English. Now, he closes the bulletin by saying, Social Security owes it to the American public to ensure that its disability programs continue to reflect the realities of the modern workplace.
They're
sick and tired, and they can't take it anymore. And they basically are saying that every penny in the disability trust fund is now available to anybody who comes here from any country in the world. They don't have to speak a word of English. They never have to work a day in their lives. Or there might be some rule that they have to work for 6 months or so. Now, I get when I go to like bookstores. There are self-help legal books written by a publishing company called NOLO, and I've looked at the disability application books, and about half of the sample that they give, they usually give the name of somebody like Jose Gomez was working for XYZ Painting Company, and he fell off a ladder. Should he get $50 million and $100,000 a year, or should he get $100 million and $250,000 a year?
Okay, hold that thought right there. I've got a bottom of the hour break that I've got to take. Hang on, I'll carry you through the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
We're back. Before I continue here, I think I'm getting the gist of what the caller is talking about. Alan, correct me if I'm wrong. You're saying that I keep talking about guns and all that stuff, and that's fine and dandy, but while you're battling the gun grabbers, they're actually stealing the rug out from under you. Is that about it?
That's basically what my point is, and I think that should be your bumper comment for your show. I think what you should say is, folks, they're taking our Social Security.
Well,
and I think you should talk about guns in the middle of the show.
Well, okay. In the beginning of the, okay, so you're reformatting me. I don't have a format to the show. Alan, if you've listened to the show long enough, I really don't have a format to the show. And sometimes I get really lucky. I'll finish a thought or I'll finish a story right on cue, and it's bump out, and see you tomorrow. But no, I understand and I get what you're saying. And I want to thank you. And I'm going to read this entirely on air because I see what you're going after. And the funny thing about this is, and I just closed the damn thing out. Let me open it back up. The funny thing about this is, did you catch this, Alan? They say in this, okay, now open up, damn it. Okay, I don't want to save file. I just want to open. Okay, here we go. What it says here, is this rule is another important step in the agency's effort to modernize its disability programs. Since when was Social Security a disability program? That was supposed to be a retirement program. Now, if something happened along the way and you were disabled, they would allow you to collect Social Security. But this wasn't a program. This wasn't a disability program. It was a retirement program.
Okay. Wait a minute. I can clear that up for you. There are actually two trust funds. There's one for retirement, and there's a separate one for disability. Now, the biggest group in disability right now is there's 1.5 million homosexuals with AIDS who are each draining about $100,000 a year apiece out of the disability trust fund and other funds, and that ends up to about $100 billion a year, give or take. So the disability trust fund is easier to get into than the retirement fund. They're separate accounts, but the point is, if they start handing out the disability trust fund for people from Mars, it's only a question of time till the retirement fund is made available in the same way for Martians. So that's I understand what you're saying, but there's it's not just retirement. There's a disability lump and there's a retirement lump. And right now, that's right. When you say on your show they're not going to get my Social Security,
Alan, I never. Wait a minute. I said they're never going to get my guns. I didn't say they'd never get my Social Security. I never said that.
Okay.
Trust me on this one, Alan. I never said that.
All right. Well, I'm not trying. Like I said, when I listen to people with their own talk shows and they focus in on gun ownership, that's my thought is you're supposed to think like that because while you're thinking about your guns, you're not thinking about Social Security and our health care funds. You know, when I say AIDS, everybody pictures Freddie Mercury with tears in his eyes, you know, and they think how sad it is that he had AIDS. But we're talking about 1.5 million people, most of them black, with AIDS, and they're completely destroying our healthcare economy.
Alan, let me ask you something. Do you work for the Social Security Administration?
No, I am retired, so I kind of know my way around it because I have made various applications and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. No, I appreciate that. If you've been listening to the show long enough, I've always said that when they're doing something, you need to keep your head on a swivel and keep your eyes about 15 degrees above horizon because something is coming at you. Now, I understand the diversion and distractions, but on the heels of saying that, there are two things, and I did say this yesterday, there's two things that they haven't done yet. Given us national health care for total control and the privacy of your life. And then once you find out, you know, that your privacy and all that stuff is gone and they've got a program, you know, they're the great thinkers and stinkers. They're here to help you. That if you don't like it, you're not going to have any way of turning the tide on that. And that meaning the guns.
Well, I'm not disputing. I understand that it is important for people to own guns. That's not the issue. But what I'm saying is that this bulletin that I sent you, this happened completely on the QT. Mm-hmm. There was no mention anywhere in the mainstream media about what
well,
this guy
thank you very, thank you very much, up. Alan. I didn't hear a damn thing about it until you came on this program and mentioned it, and I appreciate that very much.
Okay, sir. Well, like I said, I'm going to continue to be a listener, but I thought I better bring this to your attention, and hopefully, this will be one of your regular talking points.
Well,
that's what I'm hoping.
Well, the bigger talking point I always stick to, and I always revert to, is the Federal Reserve System that's designed to rob you. If we have an honest money system, there's no need to go around and pander and steal and shift funds and do all that. You know, what did we grow up with? Well, the Social Security Administration, you know, we need to get some more money because it's broke. Well, and you said there were two trusts, which I was not aware of, and I thank you for that as well. But most people thought about Social Security, just as I said, it's a retirement program. There wasn't anything in there that made me think that this was a disability program up until the point that you were disabled and then you were allowed to draw from the Social Security Trust Fund. But now that makes more sense. But we were taught, weren't we, all these years that, yeah, Social Security will be there for you. Well, maybe it won't, but it's broke, but we got to find some more funding. Sounds to me what they were doing in order to fund that second trust fund to replace the money, they were sucking it out of the regular Social Security trust fund.
I think the Clintons did that. I think when no one was looking, that they did steal a gigantic amount of money from the regular Social Security trust fund, and they blew it on welfare programs. So I think your intuition is correct, and I don't know where I would find that out to be able to prove it.
Yeah.
But as I recall, the Clintons got away with that.
Well, and, you know, there's a lot we could prove if we could just do freedom of information request and actually get the truth. But only if you're a high-powered attorney and you've got lawyers to pay them big money to keep hounding these people. Some people have better luck with the Freedom of Information Act, but a lot of times you or I will go after something. Oh, they'll respond. They'll use up a magic marker redacting the whole damn page or pages. You know, there's no transparency here. You know, I would love to know. I'd love for you to be able to dive into that issue. You know, there's two trust funds. What you guys been doing with it? How much money was paid in? How much was paid out? To whom and when? Yeah, I'd like to know the who, what, where, when, and why on this deal as well. All right. Hey, Alan, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Have a nice evening.
You too. But I'm never going to change this thing. Dump the Federal Reserve. Get an honest money system. 70% of our problems, ladies and gentlemen, in this country would up and disappear like a fart in a Texas windstorm. Yes. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good day to you, John. Long time. John, before I go on to the Wuhan hoax, I don't know if you've been watching the news about the ICE arrested 600 cartel members here in the United States.
Got it posted on the website.
Okay, they haven't been talking none about the Molly Tibbetts case. Molly Tibbetts was murdered, and that's why these leftist ABC, NBC, and CBSs are trying to do this crap with the coronavirus.
Back up here. Slow your roll a little bit, Tom. Molly who? Tibbetts?
Molly Tibbetts was murdered by an illegal alien in Iowa.
Okay, now that... I didn't recognize the name. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what I'm saying is the media is trying to put this virus out there because they know that Trump would crush Biden, whatever demon rat they run, because of immigration. But they're going to try to make this all about for the next 9 months about this virus. These Democrats know that once the American people, in a debate between that 98-year-old brain of Biden and Trump, that he'll crush them in the debate. But they're trying to keep this immigration out of the media. They're trying to keep it away from the American public. And even if 5,680 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens, California's got 8 million illegals, but they're still trying to use this virus crap. And this is nothing but a hoax. This whole thing has turned out to be a hoax. I mean, what about the swine flu? I remember the H1N1 virus. They didn't make no big deal about that. This is all a big scam by Zog to try to crush this economy in this country because they do not want white Anglo males controlling and dominating in this country. You saw that today with that AOC on that Bret Baier show on Fox News. She is nothing but a Marxist and like Bernie.
Wait a minute, stop here. Why the hell are they? Why is Fox News even interviewing AOC?
Thank you, John. Thank you. Why? That Bret Baier is another scumbag. Let me tell you, what they're trying to do here is it's all about taking down the white establishment in this country. And by the way, John, Matt Drudge, that homosexual Matt Drudge, is pro Biden, and he's talking crap right now. Okay, about the Texas is going to be a blue state within this election or within definitely in the next 4 years. Texas is gone Democrat, just like California, just like Mexifornia.
Yeah,
Texas will be.
Where has Matt Drudge gone? Has he sold his website? Where's Matt Drudge?
I don't know, but I heard he's a big homosexual, and he lives here in Florida. I don't want to get into that because if I did, I'd explode about that Matt Pudge, and he was. You know, and you got this schmuck Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, and Epstein, and all these schmucks running everything. Hollyweird. I mean, by the way, John, and did you hear about the Corey Feldman?
What about him?
Well, he's talking about Charlie Sheen raped his best friend or something when they were teenagers.
Yeah, I heard something about that, but it was a while ago. Yeah.
No, he had a movie. They wouldn't let him put it out Monday, and he was charged $20, and then the website crashed or something, so he couldn't get out. Now he's going to try to put in some theaters or something. But, you know, this whole thing is an unraveling decadence and decay of what these leftist Democrats are trying to do. And they'll do anything to take Trump out. But what are you going to have, a 98-year-old brain Biden? He ain't going to run nothing, John. What is Biden going to run?
I don't think I don't think the Democrats really care. I don't think they really care. Trust me, if they really cared, they would have come up with somebody other than Joe Biden. This guy has done nothing but run and failed for office advancement for what, 30 years? Oh yeah, okay, he was vice president for 8 years, but you'd never know it. You know, under the
yeah. If he got in there, the immigration will be off the chain. We'll have millions and millions more Chinese coming in here. By the way, they caught 800 Chinese at the border. That was on One America News the other day. Did you see that?
No, the system I'm on right now, I don't have One America News. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
hey, Tom.
By the way, the Miami Herald here in South Florida reported that Cuba right now has 8 cases of coronas in Cuba. Now, supposedly they have the best health care in the world. Yeah,
wait a minute. According to Bernie. According to Bernie. All right. Hey, Tom, I thank you for your call, sir. And I need to get to this. 29 bullet points proving CO2's innocence. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to it, but I will try. This whole Green Deal. This is the best piece that I've ever... Dr. Roger Higgs put this together. I'd like to get him on the program. Geoclastica Limited, I guess he's from. But he put together these 29 bullet points, and even the brain dead, once they read this, they would realize that, you know what, this global warming crap, it's exactly what it is, crap. But what did they want to do? Invent global taxation over it and restrict and control. And yeah, okay. Just call up Wu over there in China and tell him to clean up his act. He's causing half the pollution, air pollution on this planet. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
You know, the last time I saw what I thought would be some action on the stock market, something that I did take advantage of, was in 2002 when companies were laying people off. And an engineer had to come from another department. And I was like asking, how come stock prices are going up when people get laid off? I had, it was like Xerox, for example, was closing up shop up in Rochester, New York, and they were moving everything either down to Mexico or offshore or out in the Midwest. And their stock went from 575 a share, and there was like a feeding frenzy. About 6 months later, I'd bought about $5,000, and I walked out with almost $10 a share, and then it went and peaked that morning at 11, and then it fell like a rock, and it went below what I actually paid for it.
And I could just hear you from here going, phew.
Yeah, I went, phew. Yeah. That helped make the down payment on my house. But today, what you were saying earlier is very interesting because they're doing exactly the opposite. They're trying to deflate the stock market, and there's nobody left to lay off anymore.
Well, and you know, the funny thing is, and I've been paying attention to how the corporate America is now working, and I'm going to get into this at a later date. I got to do some more research, but here's the gist of it. A company like Boeing, okay, their airplane falling out of the sky. Well, what's the reason why their airplane was falling out of the sky? Okay, well, it was this, this, and this. No, it was the structural integrity of that company itself. Years ago, Boeing decided that they were going to be a global company. So they would design an aircraft, and then they'd engineer this thing out, design it, put it in production. The problem was the wings were made over there, the fuselage was made over there, the tail was made of the engine. And then we'd bring all this wonderful, and we made this kit airplane. We'd just bring all the little pieces together and slap it together and shove it out the hangar door. Well, there's a problem. There's a problem with that. The problem within Boeing was they fired all their engineers. When they start farming out these airplanes and the various parts, they let their engineers, okay, here's the specifications of the part. This is what needs to be done. You got to follow these guidelines. Okay, go to it. They do it and send it back. But they did not have their own engineers overseeing this. What did they fire? 5,000? I heard, I don't remember if it was 5,000 or 8,000 Boeing engineers. They just whacked them. You're fired. Get out of here. We don't need you anymore because we're having our kit plane produced around the world. That was their global airplane. Now,
you know what that was called? Just-in-time manufacturing and the Kanban system, all this stuff. We had training for this stuff in manufacturing, and none of it made any sense to me. I said, if one little thing goes wrong, the whole thing falls apart, and there's nobody outside of the company capable of correcting it. Nothing was done inside.
And another example here of the new mindset in corporate America, and this centered around the drug prices. You've seen these, and nobody on the mainstream media was honest enough to tell you what was driving these drug prices, okay? And damn them all to hell for not doing it, because what is the rhetoric we've been getting, and their reporting is, oh, you know, the president's mad because drug prices are so high. What was the clown that came out with that injecting thing that it was, oh, gosh, forgive me. I hate when this happens.
Yeah,
The EpiPen. Yeah. Okay. He came out and jacked the price of that through the roof. Why? Because he had exclusive market for that product. And he could get away with it. But what the news media did not tell you with the overall condition of the pharmaceuticals and the drugs and the costs themselves, what these corporate raiders were doing, they were going in and buying up these drug companies. And they weren't going in, and sometimes what a corporation will do, it'll buy another corporation, not for their assets, but for their personnel. They don't give a damn what the hell they're making. Of any product, any service. No, they wanted the qualified people. They had a nice pool of them. They didn't care. They went and grabbed the people and let the corporation go. But what's happened in this drug industry is you had these guys going out there buying up drug companies and then promptly firing a load of people, cutting out their research and development. Usually in drug companies, I think it was they'd earmark 15 to maybe 30% for R&D purposes to research their own drugs, bring new drugs to market, whatever else. Well, what these drug companies were doing, the big boys were out there buying up the little drug companies, firing everybody, and then raising the prices of the drugs and not putting the money back into the company. They were just there. They were corporate raiders is what they were. They ceased to be a pharmaceutical company that you and I would think of a company. You don't think of a company starting up and going into business just to blow itself out. No, they're there for long term to make profit, out there to sell shares to the public. You know? No.
Well, whenever.
All that is gone.
Whenever a company buys another company, the first thing they're going to do to pay the debt or to handle the debt is to go raise the prices and cut the quality or cut things out. It makes sense to me. That's the way they're not going to do anything.
Well,
they're not going to take the time.
Yeah. But here was the formula, Ken. Here was the formula. Rather than buying the other drug company and keeping its research and development, expanding their product line, expanding the profitability like you and I would think of a company that should, you know, you want to make more money? Okay, make more products, you know. No. They just stripped everything out and just jacked the prices up beyond belief. And nobody in the mainstream media will tell that story to a damn soul in this country. Not one of them.
By the way, the guy with the EpiPen, didn't he make such a pig out of himself and an embarrassment? He got jail time, didn't he? Didn't they find a way to throw him in jail?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you, Ken. I really don't know, but I can guarantee you.
I think they got him on something.
They got him on something, but I guarantee you they probably just fined him the bulk of the stuff, the money that he extracted, what I would think would be immoral or illegal, but not in the corporate world of today. But I'm sure that the vast majority of his money was not touched.
Well, you always hear from engineers that when things start to go sour in a company, it would be marketing driving engineering. They'd want you to put some kind of a bell or a whistle that didn't make any sense because it looked good.
Yeah.
And then we had to try to figure out how to make it happen.
That's called value added. Yeah. Hey, Ken, by the way, thanks for your donation for $100 yesterday. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. James in Kansas to tell me that Boeing fuselage? What am I, Chip Foose? The fuselage is made in Kansas. Go ahead, James.
The fuselage and the tail sections for those 737s that kept flowing out of here were made in Wichita in an old Boeing plant.
Okay.
And I've heard that Boeing owns that Spirit Aerosystems, and it was something to do with breaking the unions by selling it off to a bunch of different named big shots.
Well, however they did it, McDonnell Douglas, that was always, I always thought, was a good aircraft company. Boeing bought them out not too long ago. Now,
right.
I'm looking at Boeing right now, and to be honest with you, James, I don't think they're going to make it. I think they're going to file for bankruptcy, and I wonder who's going to buy them. Is it going to be Airbus? Who will it be?
Oh, yeah, Airbus be my bet.
Yeah. Further consolidation.
Whoever.
But yeah, but yeah. What I said, but I don't want people to miss this, what I said about Boeing and what they've done and getting rid of their own people that were designing and building their own aircraft. They fired them.
Right. Right.
What the hell kind of
company?
What the hell kind of company does something like that?
It's the ones that went to Harvard Business School.
Possibly.
Bottom line.
Possibly. Anything else, James?
Okay. That's all.
Okay, hey, thanks.
I
appreciate your call. Well, looks like I don't have time to get in my 29 bullet points here. Mikey? No? Okay. All right. Unless I take the next hour. I don't think he'd find that funny. Good old Jimmy. At any rate, folks, the bad news is out there. It's kind of hard when you paint a picture of what's really going on and then turn around and say, we need funds. The good news is, okay, let me be careful of how I put this. There's some very significant things happening in the future with the design goal of this. That we're not going to be able, or we won't. God, I'm having a Biden moment. Shoot me now. Trying to word this too carefully. In the near future, we are not going to be that dependent on your donations. That's how I wanted to say it. But for right now, until that new paradigm kicks in, folks, you've been with us for a while. You've supported us. This is the platform that needed to stay in place. And you've helped make it so. Please continue to support us. Make a donation today. Please. We need the funds. But I'm just tipping my hand here at the poker table just a little bit to say that if things work out the way I believe they are going to work out, in the very, very near future, we are going to be much more solvent going into the future. And what timing that would be. But for right now, please send us some money. Thank you for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.